Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
All right, 49ers fans, that game was awful. It was terrible. And for those of you who didn't know, I did not make it to the game. I got really, really sick, been sick for a couple days. So I decided to stay home, and it's what it is. The 49ers go out there and just get pummeled, absolutely destroyed, start to finish, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. All four quarters you lost. Offensive line completely destroyed all four quarters. Defensive line, the final score of the game is 13-3. And this is going to be a rough episode. So, like, you know, we've been doing this for a while. I think this is episode 1585. I feel like shit. The 49ers played like shit. You lose to one of the most hated teams. You had everything right there in your hands, and Yetur Gross-Matos lets it bounce off his face mask in both hands. Christian McCaffrey lets the ball go through both of his hands. There's very little to be excited or happy about. So this show, and I apologize, it's going to be a little bit of a therapy session, but not a positive one. Not a positive. It's going to be a negative show. So much about this game was being measured and found you don't have what it takes. Toughness, Niners didn't have it. Discipline, Niners didn't have it. Skill, no way. You saw the Seahawks had so much better skill players than you on the offensive defensive side. They had better trench players than you on the offensive defensive side. It was just really weird. Even coaching, like, I'm a big Kyle Shanahan guy. There were a lot of question marks in this game. Now, the biggest glaring weakness to me is players that don't fit what the Niners are trying to accomplish on the offensive defensive side. And that was like when Ricky Pearsall was announced out, I was just like, oh, and, you know, I don't know how much of it is just because, you know, I'm sick or whatever else. But I just had this nasty feel in my stomach, which I've had for 3 days, but it was just like, oh, shit. And I was very upset. My wife was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I was like, oh, Ricky Pearsall's out again, who's missed, you know, 8 games this year. And he was pivotal to the entire offensive game plan. And you go out there with arguably the worst wide receiver group in the NFL. Nobody's playing with worse wide receivers right now. And you're playing against a quality secondary and great defensive line. And it was just like, man, DeMarcus Robinson is going to be our wide receiver one? Really? Juwan Jennings, not a good game. Yeah, I mean, Juwan Jennings had a game that is what Juwan Jennings should do. He's a wide receiver three at best. Let's just be very honest. And I've been saying that all year. Couldn't get any separation out there. Couldn't do anything. He had 4 catches for 35 yards. You had DeMarcus Robinson, 3 catches, 24 yards. Kendrick Bourne, 1 target, 0 catches. Worst wide receiver group in the NFL. Worst. It's the worst. And the problem with that is you're paying Brandon Ayuk. You're still paying Deebo Samuel. Like, you drafted Jacob Cowing. You drafted Jordan Watkins. You drafted. And Ricky Pearsall on the sideline just looking all cute and handsome, and not doing shit. And you don't want to put it on Pearsall because he's tough as hell. But it's like, dude, this game is everything. And you practice this week. Absolutely batshit crazy that you go out there in this game with that wide receiver group. And part of me goes back to the trade deadline and says, you know what? Maybe John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan were right. Maybe they weren't really contenders. Maybe it's not time to push the chips in and go add pieces. You know what? Maybe whatever you get this year is just extra. And maybe that 6-game win streak, like, awesome. Like, it was a lot of fun. And yeah, you got close to getting the one seed somehow at home, but maybe we are kind of who we thought we were, right? And maybe Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch were right that, you know what, this year is this year. And I sorry for the negativity, man. I don't like that. But, man, that was rough game, dude. Kyle Shanahan not calling those timeouts at the end of the first half. I understand the premise of, man, you're so lucky to go into the half down 10-3. So lucky. It should have been 20-3, probably, in the first half. It was so lopsided. So I understand that you're lucky, but then just to piss away a possession. I mean, it was a minute plus left. You had all three timeouts. You tackle them. You get the sack. I think it was Sam O that got the sack on that one. I could be wrong on that one. Sam O got the sack later. But anyway, somebody got sacked. And you don't call a timeout. And you just let the clock go down. And I get it. Hey, man, we're lucky. We're about to get the ball back. We'll reset. We've got to make some adjustments, whatever else. But, man, like, that's – you could have got the ball back with 45 seconds left, good field position, and pressed. That was stupid as hell. That was just dumb. And Kyle always has these kind of weird halftime clock decisions with the possessions and whatever else. I thought it was weird. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan, dude, coach of the year's gone. Like, any chance you had it, that's gone. And I still think Kyle Shanahan's an amazing coach. I think he's a great coach. But Mike McDonald, that dude, he just opened up a can of whoop ass all over you and held you to 3 points. Like, you got embarrassed at home, national TV, everything on the line, and that dude out-schemed you. First quarter, second quarter, maybe third quarter, that one drive, but it ended in a turnover. Yeah, crazy, man. Really, really poor coaching, poor personnel, and physicality. You got bullied. Juwan Jennings got bullied. They were beating the shit out of that dude. And I like how he responded in the third quarter. That was cool whenever he blocked their dude in the sideline. Like, that, like, you need more of that mentality. You've got to get rid of these soft-ass players that don't fit what the Niners do. Number 64, number 27, they don't fit. They don't fit. They really, really don't. I'm going to throw a number 94, too. Yeah, I'm about done with him. Yetur Gross-Matos, back-to-back seasons, 49ers at Seahawks, biggest play of the game, he shits the bed. Last year, that Geno Smith rushing touchdown, he quit on the play. He tried subbing himself out, literally, like, took a knee and watched Geno Smith run by him for a touchdown. This time, ball hits him in the face, both hands, coughs it up. I'm done with Yetur Gross-Matos. I don't want that dude wearing this jersey ever again. I don't want to see him anymore. I don't want to see it. I can't handle players that crap the bed at big-time moments. Can't do it. There's just people that do not fit what this team is about. And those things are there. And I understand this is instant reaction. I'm sick. I feel like shit. It's going to be a rough episode, but let it out. I'm here for you guys. Let it out in the chat, whatever. We'll get through all those. But you walk away from this game saying, man, the 49ers sure as hell were not deserving of the one seed. They sure as hell were not deserving to win the division. It's the best division in football. And yeah, they overcame so much all season. That is not lost. They were able to do so much. I mean, shoot, you were Garrett Wallow. What the fuck is a Garrett Wallow? It sounds like a bird or something, right? Garrett Wallow played the majority of snaps at will linebacker. And here's what's crazy. He was better than D Winters was all year. He was better. He was better. Eric Kendricks is out there playing. You got Tatum Bethune. He gets hurt. You literally have, you're just playing made up Madden characters. At this point, what the hell is, like, and they're playing better than D Winters. That's what's crazy. Better. And so you got to give credit to, man, you got to 12-5, which pretty damn good. And playoffs, there's still a lot to go out there, but you got to reassess everything. Like, when you get your ass beat this bad in prime time at home with everything on the line, you got your quarterback hurt twice in the last series, and now you got to be like, all right, what are we doing? Because now you got to go on the road. Now you got to go on the road. Like, sometimes when you get your ass beat this bad, it affects your mentality and who you are. Now you got to go fly all the way to the East Coast almost no matter what. Probably going to play Philadelphia. Could play, if things go really, really well, Carolina's best case, maybe Tampa Bay, but then you've got to have the Rams lose and all that stuff. And shoot, there's still an outside chance that maybe Chicago. You want to go to, like, you had everything right in front of you, but it bounced off your fucking face mask like you turned gross mottos, and you just gave it to your biggest division rival. You just gave it to him. You gave it to him. And it sucks. Like, I don't know. I'm very, very upset right now. As you guys, I'm sure you can tell. Let's go through some super chats. I want to get through. I want to look at the box score and just some different things. But golly, man, football comes down to very few plays. And the 49ers did everything that they could to keep this game close. That's like a moral victory. You know what I mean? And what happens if Christian McCaffrey doesn't turn the ball over in the red zone at the 3-yard line? What if they score a touchdown there? Does that change the outcome of the game? You should have lost by 25. You got boat raced, but you lost 13-3. 3 points? You put up 3 points? You were the number one third down offense in the NFL. Number one in the NFL. You went 2 of 9. You went 0 of 2 on fourth down. You got mollywopped. Mike McDonald owns your ass. Oh, I hate that, man. It reminded me of that Christmas game against the Ravens where McDonald was the DC there. Like, dude, he had answers for everything. And I get the personnel's not great. I get that. I get Trent Williams not in. I get Ricky Pearsall's not out there. But, like, oh, man, 3 points? 3 points? 3 points? 3 points. Three. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. The new year doesn't require a new you. Maybe just a less burdened you. Therapy can help more easily identify what weighs you down, holds you back, by offering an unbiased perspective to better understand your relationships, motivations, and emotions. In my family, we've used BetterHelp. As foster adoptive parents, we've dealt with a lot of issues that I had no clue how to handle. BetterHelp helped our family understand how to deal with these emotions, these issues. So I personally recommend using BetterHelp because we've done it and it's helped us. And BetterHelp does the initial matchmaking work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences. And the 12 plus years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate means we typically get it right the first time. But if you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recommendations. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms, serving over 5 million people globally, and it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a qualified therapist. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records in the internet, then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. Well, Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. They also give you a VPN to stay private, antivirus to block threats, a password manager to keep your login safe, and spam call protection to cut off scammers. That's my favorite thing. I used to get these calls all the time. It's been cut. It's done since I signed up with Aura. So if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura for free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That is enough time for Aura to start removing all your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today, aura.com/remove, and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's Aura, aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details. Dude, we get more missed tackles in a play than we scored points all game. Can't tackle for shit, man. Jair Brown had 4 or 5 missed tackles. D Winters had 4 or 5 missed tackles. He didn't even play the whole game. Oh, man. Nate, appreciate you, man. So tough, need some therapy. The therapy is this. You're playing with the bank's money. You had no business being in this situation. That's the, like, if you're, and sorry, I might have to take a couple breaks. I don't feel very good. Like, last 3 days, I have woke up, I've recorded a show, I've gone back to bed. That is all I've done for 3 days. And so I don't feel good. And I told my wife I wasn't going to get mad and I wasn't going to yell too much, but I'm pissed. I'm really mad. And I'm already using too much energy, but that's okay. That's okay. The therapy and the positive take here is you're in the playoffs. Hey, maybe something could happen. And two, you shouldn't be in the playoffs. Like, you should not be in this situation. You out-punted your coverage and you got lucky. But man, it was all right there. It was all right there. Alec, thoughts on Saleh? The problem ain't Saleh. Like, okay, so the play that D Winters gets hurt, and it sucks that he got hurt. You schemed up a blitz so perfect on, what was it, like third and what? I was third and something. D Winters comes scot-free. Nobody touched him. And he juked himself out and went and got stepped on and didn't touch Sam Darnold. He came scot-free. He ran out of the way to get stepped on. That's how he got hurt. And didn't touch Sam Darnold. 7-on-7 football, like, so much of the scheme is fine. But look who you're playing with. Yeah, Robert Saleh is poor against screens and draws and all that stuff. That's part of the scheme, especially whenever you do that show blitz where everybody's on the line, then they bail out, then they got to go, whatever else. But, like, no, Robert Saleh is fine. Like, that's not the issue here. The issue is Garrett Wallow is a fucking starter now. And so is Tato Bethune's back. So is Eric Kendricks, who was on the street a week ago. And number 27 is the worst player I've ever seen play. I can't handle soft. I can't handle quitting. I can't handle running up, closing your eyes, wincing and throwing a shoulder and hitting your own guy because you're too scared to see what you hit. Gave up another touchdown, but the only touchdown of the game, guess who gave it up? Jair Brown. He's on about 7 consecutive games in a row of giving up at least 1 touchdown. Got to stay outside, dude. You're the outside edge player. We're sending the house on the opposing side. Stupid play. But no, I'm not. Robert Saleh is a great DC. And I mean, if you would have asked anybody, right? Dude, this defense only gave up 13 points? Holy cow. 49ers win by 20. Wrong. You lost by double digits. The entire idea was if the 49ers defense can get 4 to 5 stops, you should win the game. That's what's worked in the past, right? Now, those have been shootouts. So Seattle had 9 possessions. They scored on 1, 2, 3. You stopped them on 6 out of 9 possessions. Now, was the defense good? No, not even close. Not even close. Can't tackle for shit. Ball hits you in the face mask. Can't do anything. Giving up 3rd and 19, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11, 3rd and 12. Suck at 3rd and long. That's been the thing all day. But, like, you gave up 13 points in a pivotal game. The defense did enough. The offense did not. Special teams. You won special teams. You lost at everything else. Was it a great game by Saleh? No. And, like, my overreaction to this, you know, I'm never going to be one of those guys that's like, oh, fire Kyle. Or, Kyle Shanahan's a hell of a coach, man. He's awesome. Was this a good performance? No. No, it was dog shit. It was awful. Maybe one of the worst Kyle Shanahan games ever. When Ricky Pearsall went out, it changed everything. Changed everything. Changed everything. You had not one space creator out there. And Christian McCaffrey's not a space guy anymore. George Kittle's great and made a couple plays, but, like, dude, you didn't get any targets to Kittle until the 3rd series. Like, you can't do that. He had 7 targets, 5 catches, 29 yards. That's not enough. Not enough. It's not enough. And so, like, yeah, Kittle's amazing. And then you got this awesome Jake Tonjes guy. We'll just bench him and he won't even play anymore. That's okay. We're going to, I don't understand it. This was a bad Kyle Shanahan game, but I'm not one of those fire Kyle, whatever else. he's literally up for coach of the year and should be, still should be up for it. Doesn't win it now. You can't win it now. Not after that. You laid that egg at home on primetime with all that. Nah, bro. You don't get coach of the year. Not this year. 49ers Fisherman, thank you for the super chat, man. Big J, call me crazy, but the big difference was Ricky. Him being out changed everything. We had no one to stretch the field. They were keying. They were just shooting everything, man. And you had nobody. You had nobody. Couldn't move the ball. But then what about Watkins? Watkins doesn't play Z. Watkins doesn't play Z. Now, I don't mind putting DeMarcus Robinson at Z over Kendrick Bourne. I don't mind that. He's a better route runner. And I think DeMarcus Robinson's a better wide receiver at this point in their career. Now, if Mac Jones was playing, then maybe not. And I do wish Kendrick Bourne got a couple more snaps. Plus, DeMarcus Robinson's a much better run blocker as well. Way better than Kendrick Bourne. But yeah, you had the worst wide receiver core in the NFL out there today. Not even close. Is that an excuse? No, but it changed the game plan for Seattle. Seattle said, hey, they got the slowest wide receivers in the NFL all across the board. We don't give a shit about the deep ball. We're going to key on everything. We're going to trigger on everything. And we're just going to hit them up high. And Kyle took on that fourth and one, that first fourth and one, which they didn't get. It was a play action under center. I think he was going for the home run to Kittle. They covered it perfectly. So Kyle got aggressive. He went for the home run on fourth and one. Went there. And so for the, you know, Kyle Shanahan needs to be more aggressive. People, he tried. It just didn't go well. It didn't go well. But yeah, Ricky Pearsall being out's huge. And like for the mock draft, whatever else, like, you can't pay wide receivers in today's NFL because it costs too much, even though you're already paying two that don't play. You're paying Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk so much money right now to not even be on your fucking team. So stupid. So stupid. So stupid. I'm about to get real upset right now. Oh, okay. Let's go look at fucking teams cap space. All right. Sorry, guys. I'm going to lose some listeners today. Brandon Ayuk, $15 million. Oh, no, that's next year. Oh, great. That's fun. I'm so excited about that. All right. Let's. Where is this freaking bitch ass? $34.1 million to Deebo Samuel. This year's salary cap money. You're paying $34.1 million to this guy this year. Another $9.9 million to Brandon Ayuk. Neither one of them played one snap for you. Yeah, like, how can you invest more at the wide receiver position than any other team in the NFL? You've drafted more wide receivers than any team in the NFL since Kyle Shanahan's been a head coach. More draft picks spent on the wide receiver position than any other team in the NFL. You're paying not one, not two, three wide receiver second contract money. Three. Deebo, Ayuk, Juwan Jennings. And yet you still don't have a wide receiver one, and you have a first-round pick in freaking Ricky Pearsall, which, man, I freaking love Ricky Pearsall. I really, really do. I don't know how to handle him missing all these freaking games when you need him the most. It sucks, especially when he practiced. That's the thing. You practice this week? You practice this week? And you could play? Ugh. Do practice this week. You invest so much at that position and you get nothing. I feel like Gene Wilder, like, good day, sir. You get nothing. Good day. Like, oh, man, it just, and you run the fewest wide receiver sets in the NFL. You have the fewest wide receiver sets in the NFL. You have this amazing receiving tight end that you don't even freaking play. Monkey, thanks for the super chat. Love Kyle, but he played not to lose and it bit him. I agree with you. I do agree with you there. And as soon as he got cooking, Christian McCaffrey turned the ball over. And I know the ball got tipped in the line of scrimmage. You don't care. Like, whether you're Turgros Matos, Christian McCaffrey, Fat John Chapman, don't give a damn. If a ball hits you in both hands, that's your football, Jaquaski Tart. That's yours. It's very simple. And sometimes you just got to make a fucking play whenever it's right there in your face. Sometimes you just got to make a play. Literally hit you in the face mask, both hands, you don't get it. Changes the game. Ball gets tipped, hits you with both hands. Yeah, it's behind you low. Don't care. Greatest running back wide receiver ever in the history of football. Over 100 receptions, more times than any other running back ever. Don't care. Catch the ball. Don't hand it to him. Their guy caught it. Our guy did not. Oh, all right, I got to take some water. This is getting bad. Man, I told my wife I wasn't going to yell. All right, I got to take a couple deep breaths. I don't feel too good. I'll be right back. Everybody's betting the NFL in full do or die mode. College football down to the last teams, and the Super Bowl is just right around the corner. If there was ever a time to get involved in the game, it's now. And MyBookie makes it stupid easy to play. One account, one wallet, bet the spread, live bet the second half, hit the casino during the commercials. It's all in one place, and you've got the power. Go to mybookie.ag now and use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, and you get your first bet covered up to $500. If it doesn't hit, use your bet back bonus token, run it back. Don't just watch the playoffs. Make them pay. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. And I mean anywhere, Texas, California, no matter where you are, only at MyBookie. Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, TickPick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. TickPick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the TickPick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community, and all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. All right. We got a super chat here from my man, Phil. Appreciate you, Phil. Kyle has always been bad at clock management. He gets stuck in that mode of, I just don't want them to score anymore. Like, this is a deficit that I can overcome in the second half, right? So you're down 10-3. We're lucky to be in this situation. Let's don't press it, right? Let's don't press it. Let's just go in. If you could guarantee me we go into halftime down 10-3, I'll take it. Instead of, hey, maybe we could close this lead a little more or tie it. Like, he doesn't get greedy at the end of the half. One, Kyle is a first and third quarter coach, right? I mean, you saw the graphic, like, what is he, 1-38 or 138? I don't know, 1-38 whenever he's down 7 or more points in the fourth quarter. Like, Kyle's not a fourth quarter coach. He's a first and third quarter coach because he's a scheme coach. And so he wants to get in at halftime, see what's up, see how they're aligning, see how they're adjusting, then, you know, script out his plays, and usually that works out well. And so he's like, man, you know what? Second, fourth quarter, not my thing. First, third quarter, that's my thing. Let's get second quarter over. And that was a mistake. Sometimes it benefits him. But, man, use those timeouts. You get that ball back with 40-plus seconds. Might be able to get a field goal. That changes everything. Then the Christian McCaffrey turnover, the interception play, you score a touchdown, you tie the game, as opposed to score a touchdown down 3. But, yeah, Kyle was not great at clock management there. Really, really wasn't. Lyle, thanks for the super chat, man. 3 points in the biggest game of the year so far is unacceptable. Outcoached, 100% agree. Next week, I give them a 30% chance to win versus the Bear or the Eagles. The good news is the Eagles are bad. Not a good team. The bad news is the Eagles' defense is just as good as Seattle. I don't think it's as good as Seattle, but it's pretty damn good. And the Eagles are resting their starters, so like they're going to be more fresh. And a lot of people were really upset at the Saturday game. I like that now because now you get that extra game. Now, you can cross your fingers and hope you get Tampa Bay or the Panthers, but it's probably going to be Philly. It's probably going to be Philly. And, you know, the early reports are out, and, yeah, Purdy had a stinger, and he's fine. Could have gone back in. I mean, the thumb's bleeding. He gets – I mean, just – oh, this offensive line, man. And so now – you know, I don't even think Trent plays next week, if I want to be very honest with you. I've been saying for a while, I don't think Trent comes back. You know, 1 week off from a hamstring at 38 doesn't happen a lot. Is Ricky Pearsall even going to play? Jesus. Yeah, who knows anymore? That dude. Like, I love him. He's a perfect scheme fit. He is exactly what this offense needs. Can't depend on him. You can't. You cannot depend on him. And he's your only space-creating wide receiver you got. He's not even fast. He's your only vertical threat wide receiver you got. You don't have another one. And so, I mean, you got, you're paying Ayuk, you're paying Debo, but nah, they don't play for us. They don't play for us. Ugh. Freaking hate Brandon Ayuk so freaking much. Hate that man. I'm not supposed to. I hate that man. Dude, could you imagine if number 11 went a bitch? Oh, dude, I'm losing listeners today. This is bad. Oh, dude, just imagine if number 11 went out there and played football like he's getting paid millions of dollars to do. Could you imagine what that would be like? What would that be like? Am I crazy right now? Am I crazy right now that you got all these guys, all of them? And I hope people are like, dude, you don't know the situation. I know that motherfucker ain't dressed up and ain't practicing, and I know he's also getting paid millions of dollars. That's the shit that affects the entire 49er season. And that's the thing. Like, I see somebody saying, Ayuk's laughing right now. That's what makes him a bitch. That's what makes him that. If you're the type of person that's going to film videos driving past the stadium, like, ha, 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 I showed you. Meanwhile, your brothers that fought and bled for you and, like, are putting their bodies and their lives on the line. Maybe I'll be a little too dramatic here, but, like, you're laughing at those guys that helped you get all that money and you're driving by making videos. Like, dude, hell no, man. Nah. Nah, fuck that dude, man. Uh-uh. And like, that's the thing that sucks. Like, you take away from the team. The team needed you. You don't let other people down. When other people need you, you rise to the occasion. You don't cash your checks and go buy more jewelry and more cars and make videos. And, dude, you soft ass. You soft, soft, dude. I don't even care, man. Shoot. Y'all don't like my show? That's okay. I hate that shit. It affects everybody. It affects everybody. Man, I wish he just had one wide receiver. And Juwan Jennings played up this year. He's played really well. He's played tough. But, like, that dude's a number three wide receiver. That's all that he is. Maybe a number two. But he's played the X, and he ain't an X. He's not. Flynn, thank you so much, man. Appreciate Super Chat. John, I'm still not scared of the Seahawks in the playoffs. We get healthy with Warner, Williams, Pearsall back. We win. Seahawks just put up 13 on the worst defense in the NFL. Yeah, and I think that is – there was no point where, like, Sam Darnold, like, scared me. He made that one play in the fourth quarter where he rolled to his right and he hit Cooper Kupp. And, like, that was about it. Like, he played not to lose as well. But the defense of the Seahawks is freaking awesome. Like, that's the difference. And we assumed that the 49ers offense was this juggernaut as well. Well, with Trent out, Pearsall out, it's not. And the offensive line got totally destroyed all freaking game. But, yeah, no, shout out. Like, both coaches had a very similar mindset. We're not going to lose this game. We're not going to play to lose or coach to lose this game. But Seattle had it right. And with those two turnovers, right, you turn gross mottos. I mean, you swap that play in the Christian McCaffrey play, and the 49ers win this game. That's factual. That's factual. Should the Seahawks have won this 27-3? Yeah, they should have. They should have. But yeah, the Seahawks, do I want to play them again? No. I'd much rather play other teams. But yeah, I want to go to Seattle. We beat them in Seattle, I think, what, 3 or 4 years in a row? They've beaten us now in Santa Clara 2 years in a row. You turn gross mottos, laid eggs in both of them. You got to play your best against quality opponents, against the games that matter most. You cannot hide and freaking, dude, show up, man. Show up. Keats, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. The problem is you guys have become believers in a team with 140 million in players who aren't contributing. Yeah, and this kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier. Like, dude, you're playing with Banks money. You don't belong in the playoffs. You don't belong in the one seed. Yet here you are. Go cause some damage. Like, that would be cool, right? And so what if Kyle just says, you know what? F it. Let's just go out there and be crazy. Bad news bears. Let's just, who cares? We're not supposed to be here. We didn't go get anybody at the trade deadline. We didn't push our chips in. We've got Garrett Wallow starting at will linebacker. Dude, let's just go. Like, how fun would that be? Like, if you go out that way, I think we would be like, eh, this year was screwed from the start. Hey, man, that was fun. But then, like, the conservative not calling timeouts and not like, oh, it's just like, man, come on. Like, enough. Dude, let's just, who cares? You can't hurt me anymore. Like, that's what I want, right? And so, Keats, I think you're right. $140 million and players who aren't contributing. I think it's actually worse than that. Yeah, it's way worse than that. In fact, dead money alone is $103 million. Injured reserve is $47.5 million. $10 million for Brandon Ayuk. So here's my terrible math. 47, 57. It's $160 million. And what's the salary cap? The cap space is $200 million. You got to be kidding me. $160 million. $203 million is the top 51. Golly, that's incredible, man. Yeah, Keats, you're right. Put it into perspective, man. The therapy is you shouldn't be here. But you are here, so go mess some stuff up. Like, who cares? What if the 49ers just go into next week and just say, F it. We're flea flickering. We're doing everything we can. We're zero blitzing. We're going all out. That's what I want. Is this a Super Bowl winning team? Probably not now without the one seed. Probably not. Even if you get Fred back, even if you get Trent back, even if you get Pearsall back, even. Probably not. Go out there, just, man, 1 week, go all out. Bench players that are soft. Like, God, imagine what that would be like. Like, 2-7, just sit this one out, big dog. 5-3, get better. You're hurt, man. Get better. We want to play with people that are mean and want to play football. This is a physical sport. Ah, man, I would love that. Brian, thank you so much, man. He says, I'm not sure what we could do at this point. Exactly. You're in the playoffs. That's first goal of the year. That's good. You're not going to be playing against a great team. The Eagles are good. They're not great. They haven't played good football in a while. Their offense is about as bad as our offense looked today. But they have a good O-line, and they have a good defense. We have a great special teams, and we have a good offense, whatever. We have a good wide receiver, which we don't have right now. But, yeah, it's rough because you're just sitting there, and it's just like, man, ugh, what could have been? What could have been? V, appreciate you, man. Safety's made a few good run fits, but overall so bad. And that's been kind of a testament to – the 49ers defense has played as well as their safeties have allowed them to play throughout the season. They've been kind of the thermostat to how good the 49ers defense is going to be. Malik made, you know, 4 to 5 really, really good plays today. Malik made 6 to 7 really horrible plays. Jair Brown made 2 to 3 really good plays. Jair Brown made 12 to 15 really awful plays. But whenever you get quality safety play, this defense is pretty freaking substantial. And, you know, now looking back, and we could say whatever you want about, you know, the offseason and free agency and whatever. Could you imagine if you kept Dre Greenlaw and Talanoa Hufanga? What would that look like? I don't know. I understand the injuries. I understand all that. And, you know, maybe that's a time for a different day, but maybe those weren't the right choices. Maybe they weren't. And, you know, yeah, I know I'm probably biased on this, but Jair Brown doesn't fit what the 49ers do. He's too soft of a football. He's not a football player. He's a Dallas Cowboy defensive back. Like, that's where he belongs. Did he make a couple good plays? He did. And, yeah, he's got interceptions, whatever else. He's terrible. He's terrible. You look at those third down plays, that 3rd and 19 play, just watch 27. You'll laugh. It won't even count as a missed tackle. It's so bad. It won't even register as a missed tackle against Jair Brown. It was so bad. It was so bad. Yeah, safeties are a major issue. And now you start to look at, okay, well, draft picks and the draft and rebuilding and whatever and what you're going to do in the future. Dude, wide receiver is a gigantic need. Offensive line is a gigantic need. Defensive line is a gigantic need. Linebacker is a gigantic need. Safety is a gigantic need. cornerback is a gigantic need. Yeah, you can piece a lot of this stuff together, and all NFL teams do that, but it's like you're looking across this board, and you're just like, holy hell. Dude, you need players everywhere. Everywhere. Maybe that's why the 49ers didn't go out and spend a lot of resources on one-year plug-gap players. Let's just be honest. Keats, right here, man. Appreciate you, buddy. He wasn't free. John, watch the tape. The guard got winners. When you have momentum, a simple shove does not affect you. Pretend you played. Love you. God bless. I did play. I did coach for a long time, 15 years. Appreciate you. Yeah, I saw it too. I disagree. And when the coaching tape comes out, we'll watch that too. Dude literally walked straight through the A-gap. Literally perfect blitz call. He widens to the wrong side, runs straight into the other player, gets stepped on. And that's okay. Like, disagreements are a good thing. And I appreciate you. And I know we're all upset. D Winter sucks. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. D Winter sucked on that play. Sucks that he got injured, but that doesn't mean he didn't have a terrible play. If you come scot-free on a blitz and you don't touch the quarterback, there is no, like, good gosh, literally walk through, like, nah, there's no excuse for that. But that's okay. A loss is a loss. Stop our bitch. I love Matt. Matt's the freaking man. They beat us. We are still in the dance. We have a chance. And that is more than we had hoped for in August. Let's see. Yeah. You know, I was at that Bucks game when Fred Warner got hurt. And that just the whole stadium, like even the Bucks fans were just like, dude, we're so sorry. Like it was just like, oh. And, you know, I was sitting next to my buddy Rick and we were just like, yeah, that's probably it. This year's going to be rough. And so to be here at 12-5, count your blessings, you know, and maybe something happens. And maybe you get Fred Warner back. Maybe you beat a team in the wild card. Maybe you get Fred Warner back like he's talking about for the divisional round. Ooh, that would be nice. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you, man. Matt Dog, what's up, man? Dressed up like the 2015 team and played like them. Ooh, that hurts. Yeah, the jerseys look clean, though. It was hard to spot the numbers. Anytime you do black and red, like even with the gold outline, yeah, that hurts. That hurts. Oscar, appreciate you, man. Cough, cough. Dale Harris, cough, cough. Just saying. Yep. 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 49er Fisherman, thank you, man. Big J, get mad. So if no Ricky, what do we do about keeping the defensive honest? Maybe two tight end sets with talk. If you didn't do it tonight, you're never going to do it. So the whole Tonjes Kittle thing, that's never happening. Kyle Shanahan will never do that. I wish he'd activate Jacob Cowan or at least cross-train Jordan Watkins to get some snaps at Z or slot. But, you know, Kyle Shanahan and the complex wide receiver, he won't cross-train rookies. He won't. So Jordan Watkins, who's the fastest wide receiver you have, Jacob Cowan, who's the second fastest wide receiver, you got both these guys. Neither one of them you'll let play on the field. So you're hamstringing you, and I get not wanting to trust these rookies who have not played in pivotal moments, but dude, you are going out there with one arm tied behind your back. You have no speed. You have no separators. You have none. You're paying lots of them. None of them are playing for you. Yeah, but the two tight end set, if you didn't do it this game, you'll never do it. Right here, Lyle, appreciate you. Ricky Fragile, too soft for the NFL. It's crazy. He never missed one game in college, and now he's missed half this season, half last season. I know everybody falls back to the gunshot and that stuff, and that's a big deal, obviously. But, man, amount of time he has missed with hamstring, shoulder, knee, like, it's just, he's so good, and he fits perfect, and he opens everything up. But you can't rely on him. You can't rely on him. McFadden. Oh, this one hurt. I hope Princess Pearsall sleeps well tonight. Jennings should drive his ass into the pitch. This feels like another superlative season. Hope not. I guess you made the playoffs. That's good. But, yeah, it's what it is. Sportsmanlike, appreciate you, Super Chat. The fact that we couldn't secure the botch snap had me fuming. We can't capitalize on anything. And that two-play sequence changed everything. Maybe it was three plays, right? Sam Darnold literally throws the ball to Yetur Gross-Matos off of his face, both hands, don't get it, but it was like 7-yard loss. Then it's 3rd and 17, and you just get completely, you give up 19 yards. Like, that was it. And you know, I think we feel these ways in the momentum of games. I remember as a coach, like, you never say them out loud, but, you know, as a fan or a podcaster now, like, you're just like, that was it. That was it. That was it. And then it just starts to snowball. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what happened. But yeah, good teams capitalize on those moments. And whenever the Seahawks had a chance for the ball to hit their hands, their linebacker capitalized on it when CMC dropped it, right? Good teams capitalize on those moments. They're one of the most turnover-heavy teams in the NFL. They gave us a chance. We didn't do anything about it. We gave them one chance. They did. Both teams had one chance at a turnover. They got it. We didn't. That's all there is to it. Yeah, you got to capitalize. Right here, Lynch mad after the third down but refused to sign trade. Yeah, you kind of set yourself up for that. If you haven't seen that, John Lynch throwing a fit up in the stands, we were all doing the same damn thing. Keep playing 27. That's going to continue to happen. Silent. Why was Lynch mad? He the one that didn't trade for. Yeah, that's funny, man. I love it. Sportsmanlike. Got to have a defense to play, not to lose. Yeah, but man, the defense gave up 13 points. You stopped them on 6 out of 9 drives. Mio, you're the best. Sorry I wasn't out there with you guys today. I just woke up and there was no way I could have been out in the weather and all. Like, there's no way I would have got somebody else sick. I had to stay home, so I'm so sorry about that. John, 3 points. Please make it make sense. Offensive line destroyed. Kyle, play call it not to lose. No wide receivers. Purdy didn't play bad. It got bad in the fourth quarter when you abandoned the run game. But, man, you sucked so bad on third downs. Best team in the NFL on third downs for the year. You go 2 of 9 on third downs. 0 for 2 on fourth downs. You just got no conversions. None. It just, yeah, it is a bad one. You picked a bad time to have your worst offensive game. Everything was on the line. It's there. Mike, appreciate you, man. Just wanted to have a super chat in the episode where Chap yelled mother effer. We love you, John. I love you too, Mike. Really appreciate you. And I'm going to send all my emails to you, Mike. So, yeah, sorry. Sid, you are the best. Thank you so much. John, we're lucky to be in the playoffs. Why didn't we play Kendrick Bourne? Yeah, it was weird. I do feel like DeMarcus Robinson is better than Kendrick Bourne. I feel like Brock Purdy and DeMarcus Robinson have a much better rapport with each other. I feel like DeMarcus Robinson's a much better run blocker. Kendrick Bourne got out there. I'll have to look at the snap counts. But, yeah, one target, that was it. Like, not good. Not good. I don't know. I don't know. The G is me. Why was John Lynch mad over the third and long conversion when he didn't trade or sign for shit to help the defense? Due diligence. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, he hit him back with the words that he always uses. We're here because you put us here, man. Atomic, thank you, man. The way this year has gone, I feel like maybe we do better on the road. Yeah, the 49ers, what is their road record? Let me pull this up here. I think we did 9 road trips this year. The 49ers went 7-2 on the road games. Yeah, 7-2. So, yeah, we did all the road trips, 7-2. At home, 5-3. So you're pretty damn good, or now 5-4. No, it's updated, 5-3. Yeah, so. Isn't that weird? Yeah, it's just the way it goes, because you play the extra, it rotates. You play one extra road game this year, you play one extra home game next year. But yeah, that's where it is. That's where it is. Kryptonite Chiefs are out, so anything can happen. Stay faithful, amigo. Yeah, I mean, shoot, I'm wearing the hat faithful. That's for the fans. And yeah, I'm still a fan, still stick with the team. But, like, adjust your expectations. You got that one seed. That would have been enough to kind of bolster you into Super Bowl front runner. You are not that, nor will you be that at any point for a while. Now, you win the wild card round, you win the divisional round, you get into the NFC Championship, then that conversation can be had. But now you got to go through a gauntlet. You've made the pathway harder, right? That's what just happened. And like, you ever watch those movies where, like, the main character just keeps making these stupid ass decisions and you're just like, why would you do that? If you just wouldn't have done this one thing at the start of the movie, then this would have just been a 30-minute episode. Everything would have been done. You know, everybody would have been happy. But that's how it feels. Like, dude, you had all this. You just didn't have to do this one thing, but you did. So now you got to go through a gauntlet. And so, yeah, we're getting some rough moments up ahead. Now you got to go to Philly. We'll see how the games play out tomorrow. And the best case scenario for the Niners now, you got to have the Rams lose. You got to have the Falcons win. Rams lose, Falcons win, you go play Carolina. That's best case situation. That's what every Niners fan is wanting. Rams lose, Falcons win. That would put Carolina in the 4 seed. That would put 49ers in the 5 seed. Then you would travel to Carolina. And from there, who knows what happens after that. Kyle is living the Brody James life. Love the tag name, by the way. Yeah, Kyle picked a bad time to have such a rough game. Right here, this proved JJ is not worth $10 million a year. Needs all over. Yeah, if JJ is a supplemental piece, but you have field stretchers elsewhere, then sure. Now you're playing one of the most physical defensive back groups in the NFL. They took it to him, man. They took it to him. Now, he fought back. But, yeah, JJ's not like – and I've been saying this for the past month. I don't want Juwan Jennings as an X. I don't want him there ever. Like, ever. You want to go back to the number 3 wide receiver? Cool. We'd love to have you. No? Go play elsewhere. Like, it's not a fit. It is not a fit. No team that signs Juwan Jennings, let alone the 49ers, all 31 other teams, no team is going to say, hey, we want you to come play the X wide receiver. Nobody's doing that. The reason why the 49ers have to do that is because of number 11. That's why he has to do that. Yeah, I love Juwan Jennings as a number 3. He's not a number 2. He sure as hell ain't an X, number 1. He's not. Keats, appreciate you, man. Working every day with Eagles fans. Don't effing do this to me. Oh, man, you got a rough one on the road, bro. But how sweet would it be to go into Philly and knock the defending champs off? That would be badass. I would love that. Phil, you're the best, man. Appreciate you. We couldn't get any momentum, and whenever you did, you turned the ball over. You finally got that momentum. You're driving. Ball hits Christian McCaffrey in the hands. Pops up. Interception. That was it. That was it. Yeah. Just never got going. And sometimes games, you got to get going, and it just never happened from the jump. And Kyle Shanahan's had this happen to him a lot of times. Go back to the 2023 season when you had arguably the best offense ever. That 3-game skid with the Browns and whatever else, if that's what this game kind of felt like, where you scored 13 points, 13 points, 13 points. This time you would have scored 13 points. Guess what? You would have went to overtime, only scored 3. Right here, 99. Got to hold the JS accountable. The J's accountable, Jed and John. Yeah, and I truly do think. I truly do think they understood this wasn't a championship caliber team at the trade deadline. I think that they saw this year, right? What did they say all offseason, right? Younger, cheaper, younger, cheaper, younger, cheaper. And you take all this dead money, you trade, you cut all those players, you pay them to play other. I mean, shoot, just listen to these names that you're paying to play for other people. Deebo Samuel. Sorry, I'm not feeling good at all. Eric Armstead, Charvarius Ward, Leonard Floyd, Javon Hargrave, Malik Collins, Mitch Wisnowski, Dre Greenlaw, George Odom, Isaac Yiadom. Those are kind of the big ones. Like, you're paying all of those players to play for another team. And so you rip this Band-Aid off of dead money. You hamstring yourself, which is an appropriate term for this year, salary cap wise, so that you can't spend in free agency. You didn't really spend much at all in free agency. And then at the trade deadline, you sit there and you say, you know what? No Fred Warner, no Nick Bosa. We got injuries everywhere. No Mikael Williams. Let's just ride it out. I don't know where I sit, right? So we're halfway through this story. Are we, if you know, which you can say, how do they know? If you know you're not going to be making it deep into the playoffs, I don't like this scenario. Save your resources, save your draft picks, save your salary cap stuff. You don't want 1 year rentals. You want younger, cheaper, building for the long haul. I don't know, man, but it does seem like Jed and John and Kyle kind of like shrugged their shoulders to start the season. And we're like, dude, we've got to take our medicine this year. And then at the trade deadline, they're like, well, maybe we could do a little bit extra, but not the time to go all in. Who would have guessed the NFC and AFC would be so weak? I could think of no other time where there's no favorites, right? Like, the favorites almost all year have been the LA Rams, right? Then they go out and do what they do. So I don't know. If you're telling me the Seattle Seahawks are the best team in the NFL, cool. The 49ers can beat them. They have beat them. They can beat them. They could have beat them tonight, and they suck tonight. Like, the 49ers suck tonight and still could have won that game. Yeah, I don't know. Silent. Game plan sucked. Kyle called it scared, frustrating. And it sucked because the first series, I was like, okay, you're starting like at the 4 yard line. You're on 4 yard line, right? So like, I can understand you're backed up in your own end zone. I mean, call the pass play there. Like, I get it. I get that part. But man, that's the end of the second quarter. That's where it was just like, huh. And there were parts where he didn't necessarily call it scared. That 4th and 1, like, he was going for the damn home run ball. But not a good game, man. Not a good game. This sucks. This sucks. But the 49ers are in. We're not doing mock drafts. We're not doing mock drafts. You have playoffs. And so let's shift a little bit. The 49ers get to play meaningful playoff football. Young, chubby John Chapman, middle school self, remembers, I would kill for the 49ers to be in the playoffs. Growing up in Dallas, Texas, in the freaking 2000s, right? Like, I would kill for the 49ers to be in the playoffs. Going to college, I would kill for the 49ers to be in the playoffs. I remember Dennis Erickson. And so, yeah, we're spoiled. And the big reason why we're spoiled is because of Kyle Shanahan, who we're allowed to be mad at, who we're allowed to blame for this game, who we're allowed to criticize. That doesn't mean it's fire Kyle and John. I'm not that. Don't be that. Don't be those people. We're not those people. Be pissed. And you should be pissed because you just had the one seed, could have had home field advantage throughout whatever. Getting dizzy. I get dizzy whenever I get mad. It's what it is. But like, the 49ers have a playoff football game coming up next week. And for that, I am thankful. And for that, you should be thankful. Is it wrong to want more? Is it wrong to want the bye week? Is it wrong? No, it's not. But October, if you could have said the 49ers make the playoffs when Fred's ankle was facing the fucking wrong way, all of us would take that. All of us would take that. Let's get in a freaking, let's go. Let's get in a run. Maybe this was the gut check the 49ers needed. Maybe if you won this game and you got the bye week, and you know, this is a pretty big what if. But what if that would have been too much for the Niners and they would have been walking two big chests out and all that stuff up? You had a 6-game win streak. Well, you just got checked at home. Now it's time to go on the road, which you're way better at. A lot of that's because of our fans. And now we got a freaking playoff game. Now you got a playoff game. That is awesome. Sin, thank you so much. John, at least we made the playoffs better than what we expected, 100%. Given the injuries, I'm happy we made the playoffs, honestly. Yes, we are relevant. You got the chance. Go do something with it. From Victor Vimbignana. It says, Kyle lost putting the D first after winning the toss. Yeah, that was a bad little stretch. And I thought it was really, really good by Mike McDonald. Like, I'm kind of big on going for it on 4th and goal. Because if you don't get it, the offense got to go 90 plus yards. Whereas if you kick the field goal, you get 3 points up, then you kick the kickoff and they're getting the ball back to the 30. Like, I do like hamstringing, again, going back to this, the opponent's offense where they're backed up so stinking far to where, hey, even if we don't get it, are they going to go 96 yards against this defense? Yeah, I thought that was really good. Now, you don't know. Like, I still believe in deferring. I would defer as well because you get the chance for the double up play or whatever, you know, end of the second half, start of the third. But, yeah, maybe that would have changed things. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. But anyway, you guys are awesome. If you need something to hang your hat on, the 49ers are in the playoffs. The 49ers are in the playoffs. We got football this week. Now, I do have to apologize. I did not finish for the first time in four seasons the video breakdowns. I tried three times. I couldn't get it done. I'll get it done tomorrow. I was just too sick. I'm thankful this show made it a full hour. I didn't think it was going to. But I'm going to get that done tomorrow. Then we're going to dive through this tape. So we're going to get all that. Watch some football tomorrow. Relax. Again, everything we're hoping for. You're hoping the Falcons win, and you're hoping the Rams lose. Those are the two things that we want to happen. And maybe the playoffs are one and done, but at least we're in. And you go win a game, then see what happens. That's all you can do. I appreciate you guys. I apologize for the language. Love you guys. My goal was not to upset anybody. If I did, and if that was too negative, don't worry. All of our other shows are positive. Sometimes we just got to let the demons out. We have exercised the demons. So for that, hey, we're the best fan base in sports. Be pissed, be upset, but we're in the playoffs, and we'll go from there. So until next time, stay strong, faithful.